Have you ever noticed what we do when we introduce someone? We almost always identify them by their occupation. This is Sally, she's a pediatric nurse. Or this is Joe, he's a construction foreman. In Acts 17, Paul was in the city of Athens when he saw an altar dedicated to the unknown God. Paul used that opportunity to introduce the true God to these Greeks and Romans who didn't know him. In verses 24 and 25, Paul said, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything." Paul spoke about some of the things the true God has done and is doing. He thought it was important to point out that the true God is the one who is the Creator. He made the world and everything in it. This includes not just our physical universe, but also all of us. Genesis tells us that God created us in His image. But beyond that, Paul said that this Creator God is Lord of heaven and earth. To call Him Lord means that we recognize His authority. He is the boss, the master. He's sovereign. So, friend, have you ever been introduced to the God who is a sovereign creator of the universe and the sovereign creator of you?